So in the whole letters of the Rebbe, volume 4, 1187, number 1187, this is dated the 12th day of Elul, Tavshi Yud Aleph, Brooklyn. Shalom Abracham. The Rebbe, this is a letter in Yiddish. The Rebbe says, I received your letter from Sunday that you're Baruch Hashem all healthy, and you're asking a blessing for your son who is in the military service. When I will be on the resting place of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, I will mention him to all that he needs. It is extra to encourage you that you should instruct your son that he should be careful to put on tefillin every day besides Shabbos and Yom Tov. And if it's not possible for him to put on the tefillin in the morning, he should do this during the day until the sun sets. And may Hashem protect him that he should remain whole. In connection with this, that you are the leader, the lead the services from Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur in particular, I want to remind you about this that my father-in-law wanted, that those who pray, who serves as Shliach Tzibur, leading the services by the Amud, they lead the services, especially Yomim Naroim, especially in the days of awe, they should first look over the meaning of the words and also the meaning of the liturgies, their hard words, so they understand what they are praying. And also that at least minimally on the eve of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, they should immerse themselves in a mikveh. It's self-understood that this is in addition to the laws and matters which are in the Shulchan Aruch, which it's extra to encourage you about them because you're probably doing that. Your contribution has been given over to the discretionary fund which helps individual and institution in a quiet, non-public way in order not to hurt them. The benefit of the tzedakah would stand for you, for your family members that you should have, should be written and signed for the good, Lashon HaTov and Mesukah, Bebracha, with a blessing.